Do you experience moments of spiritual doubt? Let's journey together and spend a moment with Father. I'm Linda Goldfarb, and I want to encourage and inspire your walk with the Lord. For more encouragement, please visit lindagoldfarb.com. I'm so glad you're here. In Mark's 16th chapter, Peter's words, when asked if he was with the group that was following Jesus, well, they pierced my heart. It reads, "But he, Peter, began to invoke a curse upon himself and to swear, 'I do not know this man of whom you speak.' And immediately the rooster crowed a second time." Oh, my friend, my heart breaks as the crowing seeps into my mind. I can only imagine how Peter must have felt. Oh, increase my faith, O Lord, as only you can. Life is hard. We can get caught up in moments of fear, frustration, and falsehoods. And in those moments, we can fall into times of spiritual doubt. We might doubt our salvation. We could begin to doubt our reasoning. We can reflectively doubt what we were taught as children. We are tempted to doubt Yahweh. I imagine the enemy speaking into Peter's ear, "Did Jesus really say?" And in that moment, that time of weakness, that instant of insanity, Peter cried out in his doubt, "I do not know him." Well, I will tell you, there are many days I'm like Peter. I spend extended time reading and studying scripture, taking notes, pondering the meaning of truth, and seeking the face of my Savior. Then I walk into the day, and when faced with a heart-jerking situation, a flash of "I don't know" resounds in me, and I yield to doubt. At that moment of desperation, I hear my Lord whisper, "Forgive her, for she knows not what she is doing." And then I cry out, "Oh, Lord, increase my faith." May I be transparent with you? I don't always jump up in the morning with abounding joy. There are times when I barely manage to sit up. And in those moments, I ask the Holy Spirit to fill me with His power, His strength, and His wisdom, because mine is spent. And guess what, my precious friend? He does. His presence fills me, and I am no longer all about me. I'm then all about Him. How about you? How do you handle moments of doubt? How do you encourage others when they doubt? Let's journey together. Abba, Father, I come before you today seeking to know you more. I desire to bask in the warmth of your grace, mercy, and love. I call you Master, Creator, Lord of Lords, and my strong tower. And I humbly reach out to touch the spiritual hem of your garment in reverence of who you are. Heal my heart, Lord. Clear my mind and increase my faith. Draw me close to you that I may be filled to overflowing with your love. Thank you, Father. You are faithful. You are my hope. I adore you and come before you in love, praising you with all honor and glory. Hallelujah. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. May Yahweh bless you, keep you, and guide you in all you do. Until next time, this is Linda Goldfarb, and I'm so glad we're on this journey together with Father.